Hello, my name
what?
Is Natalia, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. This survey is a quick survey. Are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Just one second, please. Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Who are you calling from?
I'm calling from Opinion Research.
Okay.
Okay. Are you registered?
Democrat.
Thank you so much.
Democrat.
Thank you. How likely are you to vote in this November election for President and Governor of North Carolina? Very likely, somewhat likely, or not likely?
Very likely.
Overall, how would you rate the local economy in your area of North Carolina? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Rate what was that?
Oh, sorry. How would you rate the local economy in your area of North Carolina? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good.
Okay, thank you. And when it comes to the overall economy, which of these statements do you agree with more? The first one says, under President Biden, the cost of living and inflation have skyrocketed. The cost of buying a home is out of reach for many young and working people. And his quick leadership and open borders are hurting America.
What was that again?
And his weak leadership and open borders are hurting America.
Absolutely not. No. Okay. President Biden has done the best job of any man that has been president since I have been alive, and I've been alive for a long time. And he has single-handedly, along with Vice President Harris, have done the best job of any administration that I have ever lived under. And I have lived under a lot of administrations, both Democratic and Republican. And I can tell you right now, there is no way that I would ever consider voting Republican based on the performance that the people that have run for your organization have performed terribly.
Okay.
If you think Trump is the man for this country, it's not. He will take away all of our rights.
That was just the first
and
statement.
Our freedoms.
The second statement says, under President Biden and the Democrats, there are more jobs, higher wages, stronger protection for workers, and lower drug prices for seniors than ever before. They care about helping
people. Absolutely.
Okay.
I can go and buy my drugs now, and they're almost no cost to them. And that has never been in my life.
Okay, thank you. Next, mark your opinion of each of the following people active in politics as either very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. First, we have Kamala Harris, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable. We have Donald Trump, very unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable.
Very unfortunate for this country that he ever has been in any leadership role. He has done more damage than anyone ever.
Okay, we also have Lori Bacow. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, don't know.
Don't have any idea who this person is.
We also have...
What was the name again?
Lori Buckout.
Lori Buckout? What position
Lori
was
Buckout.
That?
It's running for the administration in North Carolina. We also have
anything,
Roy...
any Republican that is pro-offered by anyone in North Carolina is a negative for me. So, you know, you can just mark all of those in the most unfavorable light that's available.
Okay, we also have the opinion that says don't know. We can mark that one. We also have Roy Cooper.
Absolutely excellent. He's done a phenomenal job.
Would you say very favorable, somewhat favorable?
Very favorable. Very favorable.
Thank you. We also have Joe Biden.
Very favorable.
And we have Don Davis.
Don Davis.
Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable.
What position is that?
Don Davis for North Carolina.
For what?
For the Congress.
I don't know him.
Okay, that's great. Thank you. Now, if this year's presidential election were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, the Democrat, Donald Trump,
Kamala
the Republican,
Harris,
or
unquestionably, Kamala Harris.
Thank you. In this year's election for North Carolina governor, would you vote for Josh Stein, the Democrat, or Mark Robinson, the Republican, if you had to choose today?
The Democrat.
Thank you. And if the election for the U.S. Congress from your area, which candidate would you choose if you had to vote today? Don Davis, the Democrat, Lori Bacot, the Republican, or Tom Bailey, a Libertarian?
Okay, Don Davis. Don Davis.
Thank you. Do you belong to a credit union or not?
No.
Thank you. Now, what is your gender, other, male, female?
Female.
Could you please tell me, is your age between 18 and 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
65 and over.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself African American or Black?
I do not.
Do you consider yourself to be of any Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish ancestry?
I do not.
Are you a member of either the military
no.
reserve or a retired? Thank you. Oh, sorry. Just 1 second. Answer yes or no if you regularly watch movies or shows on each of the following streaming services. We have a Sling TV.
No.
Peacock?
I don't know what that has to do with anything. I have watched shows on that.
We also have YouTube TV. Do you use that?
Yes.
Thank you. We also have Fubo. Do you use that one?
No.
We also have ESPN Plus. Do you use that one?
No.
We also have Paramount Plus.
Yes.
We also have Hulu.
Yes.
And Disney Plus.
No.
Thank you so much. That was the last question. Thank you so much for your time and your help. Have a nice day.
Okay. Thank you, you too.